Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Burton, and this is CA's Service Availability Podcast Series. And in this segment, the subject is a solutions approach to IT management. Joining us is Sarah Meyer, CA's Senior Manager for Business Availability Solutions. And Sarah, IT management is a big, broad, usually daunting topic that inevitably involves both the business side and the technology sides of any organization. How do you even go about defining it?
One of the things I like to do is make sure that we're always looking at the perspective of business here. So I would say that business and IT might have a somewhat different definition. The business definition is that they really want the technology that supports business processes to be so reliable that they don't even think about it. They're not even aware it's there. IT, for all they know, could be running around like crazy. They want consistently superior service so they can rely increasingly on technology. The IT definition is that all systems are proactively managed so that service is constant and users are unaware of problems. The dream that no user will ever call. And that's really what IT wants, that users don't have to report problems. IT finds them all and fixes them before users are aware. It's key to understand that superior service availability depends on every part of the service delivery path. And that includes consistency, performance, security, and really user success. Users have to find the service to be consistently superior. That's the ultimate test.
Sarah, our readers have made it clear that there remain issues in terms of traditional business structures and responsibilities and how they too often clash with IT realignment. What's needed for organizations to overcome those inevitable structural issues?
Well, it's a difficult journey because it's a real transformation for IT. IT has traditionally been organized in silos based around experts who know one particular kind of system extremely well, and they keep that running. But to deliver on business services that span across all of IT, IT has to make this transition, this paradigm shift, to being focused on looking from the business end down across IT. And map all of IT to these business processes so that they're measuring the business process, not each individual IT asset. And that's a tough transition to make. What we recommend is that people start with a commitment to make this transition, and with enough people bought in that this is what everybody wants to do. And then we recommend starting with an assessment of where you are today. There are a number of organizations, including ITIL, an organization that has advocated best practices and has lots of information on those best practices to create an IT services-focused department. The key thing is to determine where you are today, and it'll vary across IT, but measure your maturity today, determine where you want to go, and then create an incremental plan for how you're going to get there.
The truism here, it seems, is that deploying technology is relatively easy, but changing human nature, especially when it comes to organizational responsibilities and domains, is a far tougher set of challenges. What's the most effective case to be made for taking a solutions approach?
Well, I think that making the case of the business side is not so difficult because we're not talking about adding a whole new set of tools that people don't already have today. We're talking about a different way of using those tools. So it's not a difficult argument to make to the business side because it is a way of establishing that you can deliver more reliable and better service. And we recommend that companies start with one aspect of IT first. For example, let's focus on network availability. And because a key aspect of these new types of implementations is measurement, so we would measure success and be able to create reports and prove that we've actually improved service. I think it'd be easy to get business to go along with it. I think sometimes the more difficult part is getting everybody in IT to think that this is a good idea. Anytime there's change, that can be threatening to people. One key aspect of an ITIL-based transformation is the education of the staff to help them come along and understand why this is a benefit to them. Because really what we're trying to get to here in IT departments is moving away from fire drills, moving away from reaction, and getting to a more proactive model so that IT departments can spend more of their time anticipating and planning and less of their time reacting.
That said, Sarah, what are the proof points that have proven most effective?
the key thing is that IT has traditionally measured each system and can provide reports on how each individual system or application is doing and what its uptime is. But a key aspect of this transformation is what we really want to measure are the business processes, because ultimately that's what matters. So it's a transition in measuring so that we're mapping all of IT to each business process and measuring how's that business process doing. That's what really counts, and that's what really matters to the user and to the business.
Early returns are always important to keep momentum flowing on long-term initiatives. Where are the best early successes to be found, Sarah?
There's certainly some distinct things that you can measure very early on. One of the benefits of taking a solution approach as opposed to a product-by-product approach is that once the products are well integrated and once we've applied policies that will help add more automation to the repairs, we can pretty quickly measure what the changes and improvements are in terms of the business processes themselves. Right now, most IT departments don't even know how to measure the success of individual business processes. They're still measuring machines. So that's one of the things that we can do. And of course, in many ways, what businesses rely on now to understand if the processes are working are their own experiences and their gut feeling. And now we can provide a way for people to really take these measurements and show business where they're improving, what they need to make additional improvements. It can also help expose where some weak points are and where attention needs to be addressed immediately.
There's always help to be had. Specifically, Sarah, what's CA doing and what's your best guidance for customers as they get underway?
We hope that it is. It's something that CA has been working very hard on ourselves and our own transformation over the last couple of years. There has been a lot of change at the company, and one of those things has been adopting a new vision of how we can help our customers going forward with a real enterprise IT vision. And part of that vision is helping companies make this transition and really be more effective IT departments.
Joining us has been Sarah Meyer, CA's Senior Manager for Business Availability Solutions. Please join us as we bring you additional chapters in CA's Service Availability Podcast series in the weeks to come. For Information Week, I'm Lou Burton. Thanks for being with us.